"You bastard whelp," he snarled, and the men in front of me ducked aside as he came forward. Mail coat drenched in blood, a part of his shield missing, his helmet dented and his axe blade red. "Yesterday," I said, "I saw a raven fall." "You bastard liar," he said, and the axe came around, and I caught it on the shield, and it was like being struck by a charging bull. He wrenched the axe free, and a great sliver of wood was torn away to let the new daylight through the broken shield. "A raven," I said, "fell from a clear sky." "You whore's pup," he said, and the axe came again, and again the shield took it, and I staggered back, the rent in the shield widening. "It called your name as it fell," I said. "English filth," he shouted, and swung a third time. But this time I stepped back and flicked serpent breath out in an attempt to cut off his axe hand. But he was fast, snake fast, and he pulled back just in time. "Raven told me I would kill you," I said. "He foretold it in a dream by Odin's pit. Among the blood he saw the raven banner fall." "Liar," he screamed, and came at me, trying to throw me down with weight and brute force. I met him, shield boss to shield boss, and I held him, swinging serpent breath at his head. But the blow glanced off his helmet, and I leaped back a heartbeat before the axe swung where my legs had been, lunged forward, and took him clean on the chest with serpent breath's point. But I did not have any force in the blow, and his mail took the lunge and stopped it. And he swung the axe up, trying to gut me from crotch to chest. But my ragged shield stopped his blow, and we both stepped back. "Three brothers," I said, "and you alone of them live. Give my regards to Ivar and to Halfdan. Say that Uhtred Ragnarsson sent you to join them." "Bastard," he said, and he stepped forward, swinging the axe in a massive sideways blow that was intended to crush my chest. But the battle calm had come on me, and the fear had flown, and the joy was there, and I rammed the shield sideways to take his axe strike, felt the heavy blade plunge into what was left of the wood, and I let go of the shield's handle so that the half-broken tangle of metal and wood dangled from his blade. And then I struck at him. Once. Twice. Both of them huge blows, using both hands on Serpent Breath's hilt, and using all the strength I had taken from the long days at Heyhengel's oar. I drove him back, cracked his shield, and he lifted his axe, my shield still cumbering it, and then slipped. He had stepped on the spilt guts of a corpse, and his left foot slid sideways. While he was unbalanced, I stabbed Serpent Breath forward, and the blade pierced the mail above the hollow of his elbow, and his axe arm dropped, all strength stolen from it. Serpent Breath flicked back to slash across his mouth, and I was shouting. There was blood in his beard, and he knew then. Knew he would die. Knew he would see his brothers in the corpse hall. He did not give up. He saw death coming and fought it by trying to hammer me with his shield again. But I was too quick, too exultant. And the next stroke was in his neck. And he staggered, blood pouring onto his shoulder, more blood trickling between the links of his chainmail. And he looked at me as he tried to stay upright. "Wait for me in Valhalla, Lord," I said. He dropped to his knees, still staring at me. He tried to speak, but nothing came. And I gave him the killing stroke.